Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. You can listen to Voice of Hope on the Sasa Radio every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 and receive an encouraging word from the Lord. You can also listen to my programs by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. So I want to just greet everybody in Western Kenya. And also, I want to greet everybody that is listening online on the internet to my radio program as it goes out and touches the lives of people all over the world. And so last week, I began by talking about the Word of God, the power of the Word of God. And if you didn't get to hear last week's message on the power of the Word of God, again, you can go back to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org. And you can listen to my message last Sunday on the power of the Word of God. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Bible says in John chapter 3, we are born again of the Spirit of God. Jesus said, you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The first time you were born in a natural person. The second time you're born of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God comes and lives in you, and you become a child of God. But, you know, children have to grow up. And for a child to grow up, you need to eat food. And so when you're born of the Spirit of God, you become alive in Jesus Christ. You have a future in Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to help you by the Holy Spirit to walk out your Christian life and to walk in victory. But just as a natural child needs to eat food to grow, as spiritual children, we need to eat food, which is the Word of God. And if you don't spend time in the Word of God, you remain a weak, small Christian. You know, Paul talked to the Corinthian church, and he said, I must give you milk because you're still babes in Christ. You see, we need to grow up in Christ. There are a lot of Christians that love Jesus, they worship Jesus, and they go to church, but they haven't grown up and become adults in Jesus Christ. They haven't become strong in Jesus Christ. And you know, there are people that go to church for years, and they're still babes in Christ, still, and so they don't walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, and they don't walk in the will of God. To become children of God, God gives us two things to walk the victorious life that he's purchased for us. See, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, but he rose again to give us power to walk out our Christian life in the world. And the two things he gives us are the Holy Spirit and the Word. And the two, we need both of them in our life in order to live a victorious Christian life. If you don't have both those things, you're not going to walk in victory. You know, it's kind of like making tea. If you make tea, you need two things to make tea. You need hot water and tea leaves. Well, I compare the Word of God to tea leaves and the Holy Spirit to hot water. Now, you can have lots of hot water, and there are some people that talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, and they're manifesting the Holy Spirit and everything, but they don't know the Word of God. They're like a lot of hot water, but have no tea leaves. And hot water does not do you any good. It may burn your mouth, but it's not going to do any good because it doesn't have any tea leaves. Then there are people who study the Word of God, but they deny the power of the Holy Spirit. And so they're like people who have tea leaves, but no hot water. And so if you put tea leaves in your mouth and chew them, they're very bitter. But if you put tea leaves in hot water and boil them together and add some sugar to it, it is very sweet. I love to drink chai in Africa and in Kenya. And so we have to have hot water and tea leaves. We have to have the Holy Spirit and the Word. When you put the Holy Spirit and Word together, you put something together very powerful. And so God wants us to walk victorious lives. But we walk victorious lives by the power of the Holy Spirit and according to the Word of God. In John 14:26, Jesus said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I have said to you. So our teacher is the Holy Spirit. As you get into the Word of God, ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand the Word. You know, when I study the Word of God, I read a portion of the Word, and I encourage you to start reading the Word in the New Testament. Start in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and study the life of Jesus. Or go into the book of Acts and study about the early church so you know how to live your Christian life according to Jesus and according to the ways of the early church. And then if you really want to understand the work of God in your life, you need to look at the book of Romans. But whatever book you read in the New Testament, when you read it, say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand what I'm reading. And just read a few verses and think about them and meditate on them. Meditate means to think about those scripture verses. So I read a few verses and I stop and I pray about those verses. Holy Spirit, what do you want to teach me from those? You see, the Holy Spirit is the teacher. You may say, I'm not well educated. Maybe you don't even know how to read. Then you need to get together with some other people who know how to read and read the Word of God together. You know, you don't just need to read the Word of God in church. You can read the Word of God at home. I'd encourage you to get together with several other people and read and study the Word of God together. Tonight I meet with a group of people every Thursday night, and there's about 10 or 15 of us that meet together every Thursday night, and we talk about the Word of God. We study different books of the Bible. Right now we're studying the book of Galatians. And we just read a portion together, and we discuss it together, and we pray over it together, and we learn the Word of God. And by learning together, you can share different ideas, different things that the Holy Spirit is showing you from that Word, and also think about how to apply that Word to your life. Because the more you know the Word, the more powerful you'll be. The more good food you eat, the stronger you become. You know, a baby who eats well and is healthy, he doesn't get sick very often. Because he's a healthy, fat baby, his health helps him to remain healthy and not get sick. A child that does not eat well can get sick very easily. As adults, if we eat well, it helps us to be strong, to do work, to do other things, and it helps us resist sickness and disease. And so when we learn the Word of God and study the Word of God, learn how does that Word of God apply to my life? How can I live that Word in my life? And as you learn those things, it'll help you walk in the victory that Jesus has purchased for you on the cross. Now, last week I talked about 6 things the Word of God does for us. And so if you want to learn those 6 things the Word of God does for us, you need to go back and listen to my message last week by going to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and learn the 6 things the Word of God does for you. But today I want to talk about life in the Word. And so life comes by the Holy Spirit and the Word. You grow in your Christian life by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. So I'm going to look at several scriptures and talk about several scriptures about the Word of God. And we'll begin by looking at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And you can write these scripture verses down and look at them later. So the first one we looked at was John 14, 26. But Jesus said that, I will send the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Father will send in my name, and he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So that the Holy Spirit is a teacher and helps remember what the Word of God is teaching us. And so in Romans 12, 2, Paul says there, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So Paul first says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't be like the world. See, the world walks in sin. The world walks in disobedience against God. The world does not walk according to the ways of God. So people who walk according to the world don't have God's blessing, and they don't have eternal life. And there are people who become very wealthy in the world, become very powerful, but if they don't have Jesus Christ in their life, they don't have eternal life. So today, if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. And you say, come to Jesus. Jesus, I confess my sins to you. I accept you as my Savior. I choose to give my life to you and to follow you. See, when you confess Jesus as your Savior and accept him in your life, you become a child of God. You become born again. The Spirit of God comes and lives in you. And you have a guarantee of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, there is no other way except that I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the gateway. I am the door to eternal life. Life comes through Jesus Christ. And life comes through Jesus, the Word. We studied last week in John chapter 1. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. So Jesus is the Word. Become born again. You learn the Word of God. You learn how to walk out your Christian life. So he says, don't be conformed to the world. Don't be like the world. If you be like the world, you're going to have problems. You're going to die and go to hell if you be like the world. No, don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Transform means to make something new. So when you're born again, the Spirit of God comes and lives in you. The Bible says you become a new person in Christ Jesus. You're born again. You're a child. Born again as a child of God. But you need to grow in the way you think. You need to be transformed by your mind. A child goes to school to get education, to learn things. The better education he has, the more successful he is in life. And so we learn the Word and we grow in our knowledge of God and the way God does things. See, the Word of God is the revelation of God. See, we learn about Jesus Christ by reading and studying the Gospels. We learn about God's way by reading the book of Acts. See, the more you know the Word of God, the more you understand God, the more you understand God's ways and God's power. So don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. So your mind, you begin to think like God thinks, not think like the world thinks. So you need to change your mind. Our spirit man becomes new, but our mind needs to be changed. And so we need to begin to think like Jesus thinks rather than like the world thinks. So that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, when you know the Word of God, you know the will of God. You know what God wants to do. See, if you do things the way of the world, God's not going to bless you because God does not bless the ways of the world. If you do things according to the will of God, God will bless what you do. God will prosper what you do. And so we need to be people of the Word of God, people who know the Word of God and live according to the Word of God. In 2 Timothy 2:15 through 16, 2 Timothy 2:15 through 16. Paul says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing or interpreting the word of truth. So Paul says here, first of all, don't be conformed to the world, be transformed by renewing your mind so you can know the will of God. Then he says, be diligent, like a student, be diligent to present yourself approved of God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That means interpreting or understanding the word of God. So he says, you need to be a workman that does not need to be ashamed. See, every workman knows how to use his tools. If you're a mechanic, you know how to use mechanic tools. The more tools you have and the more you know how to use tools, the better mechanic you will be. If you're an electrician, you learn how to use electrical tools. The more electrical tools you have, the better electrician you are going to be. If you're going to be a doctor, you need to learn medicine. You need to learn all about medicine. And so you become a better doctor. And so we need to learn the Word of God. The Word of God is our tool. It's what we use to do the work of God. And so we need to know the Word of God. More than you know the Word of God, the more effective you will be. The Bible is our tool. The Bible is our weapon against the enemy. So I want to encourage you today to take the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Be an effective Christian who lives according to the Word by the Spirit, learn the Word and use the Word in your life. Use the Word to help encourage other people. Learn the Word to overcome the power of the enemy. See, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he overcame the temptations of the enemy by the Word of God. The Word of God in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 says, the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit, is the Word of God. So the Spirit of God helps us use the Word of God like a sword to overcome the enemy. So the Word of God is our tool to do the work of God. It's also our weapon to use against the enemy when the enemy comes against us. See, when the enemy comes against me, I know that I am a conqueror because the Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. See, I know I'm a conqueror because the Word says I am. I know I'm healed because the Word of God tells me that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. So when the enemy comes against me with a sickness or a problem, I know I have the victory and I claim the Word of God. I claim the promises of God. And so I encourage you to get into the Word of God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, Joshua 1, 6 through 9, Joshua and the children of Israel are getting ready to go into the promised land. They have been living in the wilderness for 40 years. God delivered them out of Egypt. Egypt is the world. God delivered them with great power out of Egypt and the slavery to sin. And God brought them into the wilderness to reveal himself to them. So God came down on Mount Sinai and he spoke to the children of Israel and so they would know his will, and he gave them his word, his laws, so they know how to live their life. They lived for 40 years in the wilderness. The wilderness is a dry place, and God supplied their needs. God gave them manna every day to eat. God supplied their needs in the wilderness. But God did not want them to just stay in the wilderness. The wilderness was a place where God was preparing them to enter the promised land. God had promised them this very wealthy land where crops grew and everything was very prosperous in this land. God promised them this land, but they had to learn to live God's way. See, they were in the wilderness learning to live God's way. In the wilderness, learning the laws of God, learning the ways of God, learning how to hear God's voice. Those are things they're learning in the wilderness because that was preparing them to enter the promised land. And so in Joshua chapter 1, they're getting ready to leave the wilderness and go into the promised land. The challenge with the promised land is that there were many big giants, there were walled cities and big armies in the promised land. So the enemy was very powerful in the promised land because the enemy never wants us to come in the promises of God. See, God gives us many promises in the Bible, but we have to have faith to walk in those promises. We have to know those promises from the Word of God. We have to have faith to walk in those promises. We have to overcome the power of the enemy by the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And so they're coming into the promised land out of the wilderness. And so in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 to 9, God speaks to them. And God tells them what they need to do to overcome the enemy and come into the promises and the blessing of God. And God has promises and blessing for you. But we need to learn how to overcome the enemy and come into those promises. Learn the Word of God and come into the promises. So if you read Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 6, God is speaking to the children of Israel as they get ready to enter the promised land. And God says, be strong and of good courage, for to this people I will divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers and give them. So God begins, be strong and courageous. See, they see all these armies and these walled cities and all these things are going on. Be strong and courageous because I am going to give this land to you. Whatever problem you're facing today, God says, be strong and courageous. We can be strong and courageous because of Jesus Christ. We can be strong and courageous because Jesus has given us the victory. Jesus has given us the promise. He said, be strong and courageous because you'll receive this promised land that I have promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Promised to your forefathers that I will give it to them. Then verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. He's telling him again, be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law of Moses, my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So he says, first, be strong and courageous because I've promised this land to you. Secondly, be strong and courageous to do everything that the law that I gave to Moses, the word I gave to Moses. Don't turn from the right hand to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So God says to the children of Israel, be strong and courageous to do everything the word of God tells you to do. Because if you do things my way, you will be victorious. If you do things my way, you receive the promise, and you will prosper in whatever you will do. Because God wants to prosper, says his children. God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to deliver you from the power of the enemy. God wants you to live a victorious life. But you have to be strong and courageous and live according to the word of God. Then verse 8, this book of the law, or the word of God, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So he goes on to say, the word of God, don't leave it. Don't go to the right or the left. Stay true to the word of God, and don't depart from it. Keep in your mouth that you will meditate on day and night to do everything that it tells you to do. Then you will have make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. So he says, meditate, think on the word. So he says, know the word. Be strong, courageous. Know the word of God. Meditate on the word of God and do what the word of God tells you to do. As you do, you'll be prosperous and you'll have success in everything you do. See, God, we are God's children. I am born again. I am a child of God. But I need to eat godly food. I need to learn God's ways to walk in the victory that God has for me. That is why the word of God is so essential in our lives. Then he goes on, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So that I want to encourage you that God has a plan for you. God wants you to walk in victory. God wants to prosper you in everything that you do, that you have success. But you need to know the word of God. You need to meditate on the word of God. And you need to do whatever the word of God tells you to do. And he said, if you do that, you will be successful in all you do. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. See, when you do things God's way, God is with you. See, God, if you do things your way, God is not with you. God's with you when you do things his way. See, you're born again, you're a child of God. When you do things God's way, God is with you, and God will give you success in everything you do. And so I want to encourage you today, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Don't be afraid of the problems, but get into the word of God. What does the word of God say? How does the word of God want you to live? What does the word of God want you to do? How would Jesus do things? See, when you read the life of Jesus and you learn how Jesus did things, you'll begin to respond how Jesus did things. Jesus was always victorious. Jesus healed all who were sick, delivered all those who were demon-possessed. He multiplied food to feed thousands of people. He walked on water because Jesus did the will of the Father. Jesus said, I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. I only do what the Father shows me to do. See, when we walk according to the will and word of God, we walk in the victory that Jesus has for us. And Jesus walks with us and gives us that victory. In 2 Corinthians 1, 20 through 22, 2 Corinthians 1, 20 through 22, says, for all the promises of God are yes and amen to the glory of God through us. Now he who established you with us in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So he says, first of all the promises of God that are in the Word of God are yes and amen through Jesus Christ. See, it's the Word of God, the promises of God are yes and amen through Jesus Christ. See, our life has to be in Christ. When your life is in Christ, you're under Jesus' protection. You're under Jesus' blessing. Your life is in Christ. Your life is not in the world. Your life is in Christ. You're walking according to the ways of Jesus, according to the Word of God. And when you do that, the promises of God are yes and amen in Jesus to the glory of God through us. So you see, when we walk in Jesus according to the Word of God, then God is glorified through us. God does miracles through us. People begin to see that because we're serving Jesus and we're walking in God's ways, God is blessing us. Now, this is not financial blessing. See, Jesus, when he walked on the earth, he didn't have a lot of money, but he walked in the power of God. He demonstrated the power of God. He did the will of God. See, it's not just money. Money is just a small thing. Money comes and goes. We need money for our life, and God wants to supply our needs. But God wants to do far above what we can ask or think. God wants to do great things in our life. God wants to do great things through his church and his people. God wants to show forth his glory and power through his people when we walk according to the Word of God, and he gives the promises of God. And he goes on down, now he who established us with you in Christ has anointed us as God. So God, by his promise and his word, has established us together in Christ. See, when you walk according to the word, you walk according to unity, because there's only one word and we walk together in unity. And because that we are anointed by God, and he sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So I know I'm a child of God. I know because the Word of God has told me that. I know because the Spirit of God is living me. And I have a seal in my life, and that seal is the Holy Spirit. See, in the old days when they wrote a letter, they would put some wax on the cover of the letter, and the king would put his seal on the wax. Today we have a stamp. If you go to a government office, they give you a document, they put a stamp on it. See, that means the government authorizes things. You see, the Holy Spirit is my stamp on my life. The Holy Spirit is the seal on my life that I am a child of Almighty God. And if I live and walk according to the Word, I come into everything that God has for us. So I just want to encourage you today that God has the victory for you, that we can be strong, courageous. We have the victory through the power of the Holy Spirit, by the Word of God. We have the victory, and the promises of God are a yes and amen for every one of us. Lord God, I just pray for every person listening to the Voice of Hope today. I pray that you encourage them by your word and by your spirit. Help them to learn your word, meditate on your word, walk in your word, and walk in the power of your Holy Spirit to accomplish everything that you have purposed for them, that you may be glorified in their lives. Lord, I pray you bring healing to those who are sick, bring deliverance to those who are oppressed of the enemy, and help each one to walk in the power of your word and the power of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. So I trust you have a good week walking with the Lord. Listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday on Southside Radio at 7:30. Invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope. May you have a good week walking with the Lord. God bless.